And at 8:35, time now for a jazz break. Well, we're into day 8 of the Xerox Rochester International Jazz Festival. I'm here to talk about what has been happening. Scott Regan, host of Open Tunings on WRUR. Scott, good morning.
Hi, Alex.
All right, next to last day, you, of course, were out and about again last night checking out the sights and sounds. What happened?
Well, first we're listening to Robbie Botos, his trio that will be at the Xerox Auditorium tonight at 6:30 and 9:30. Last night started out with a delay. Actually, we were over at Ruthie Foster's show, at the Harrow East, and there was a packed crowd. Once again, it was a great crowd for Ruthie Foster, but her plane was delayed out of Chicago coming from Austin, and she didn't arrive for like 45 minutes, so she got on the first set and was only able to play three songs. They let the crowd stay through. Pretty much everyone stayed through. It's really too bad it was so inconvenient for all those who were waiting for the second show. But she was unbelievable. She really turned it into a revival tent. A lot of soul, a lot of gospel-oriented music. And then she just lifted it up. It was incredible. She did a great version of Ring of Fire and ended with a Bob Marley medley with No Woman, No Cry and Three Little Birds. It was just a spectacular show. And just when you thought it couldn't get better.
Right. Anything else last night?
Colin Stetson playing his trombones. I don't know how he does it. If anyone's ever seen Tommy Emmanuel play the guitar, this is what it was like. It was like he was like the Tommy Emmanuel of saxophone, or maybe Tommy Emmanuel was the Colin Stetson of guitar. He circular breathes and creates these sounds that you just can't imagine where they come from.
I'm queuing up our next tune here. Sorry. Anyway, we're heading to the last couple of days here. Tonight, Jimmy Vaughn and the Tilt-A-Whirl Band will be playing. I just wanted to mention them just for the name alone. That sounds like a good time right off the bat.
That is. And also, I think, there's a couple bands playing before them. On the street, there is the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Star Band, and that looks to me like it might be the most interesting street band of the weekend, actually, 7 o'clock.
You say the streets are pretty lively the last couple of nights, right?
It gets extremely crowded. And, last night outside of Abilene, there was a five-piece combo playing just in the street. People dancing, they had tables and chairs set up. It's creeping more and more into every corner of the city now. It's getting more and more like South by Southwest in Austin.
You can't avoid it, right?
Yeah.
Well, and tomorrow there's going to be a kids' day at the Little Jazz Tent. What's that all about?
Well, they have movies, first of all. Oliver is showing at 10 o'clock, and then there's movies throughout the afternoon at Theater 5. And then in the tent, they have all sorts of things. I understand there's like jugglers and clowns and performances for kids in the Selena tent tomorrow, most of the afternoon.
All right, we'll check it out. Of course, more music tonight and tomorrow. It wraps up on a Saturday, which I think is always kind of unusual. They don't wrap it up on Sunday, but actually wraps up on Saturday night, right?
Gives you a break, yeah.
Right? And we're set to close it out with another tune. What do we got playing for us now?
This is Trombone Shorty, and talking about street shows, he closes out the festival on the street on Saturday night.
He's been pretty popular when it's appearances,
it's his return appearance. He's been here two or three times, I think. Trombone Shorty with his big band.
And some vocals, too.
And some vocals, yeah.
Since the beginning, it hasn't changed, yeah.
All right, Scott, well, this is our last time talking about this. You want to recap the Jazz Fest in 10 seconds or less?
It was fuller in the auditoriums than most years, but it was extremely exciting. Just discovery in every corner.
Right. All right, Scott. Scott Regan, host of Open Tunings. We'll have more music, of course, coming up at 9 o'clock. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. It's Morning Edition from WXXI at 8:40.